couple minutes too. Cool.
Welcome to the future. Bing, ding, ding. Bringing you the ATN shoutcast of X vs. SH, we have Doopy and Stanley! Ta-da! I don't know if this is live. I'm assuming it is because the game's about to start. So Stan and I, Stan's furiously trying to find the IPGN server, but due to his gay filters, he just can't find it. Whereas I can find it. So I'm just going to jump into tribes now.
I'd just like to clear something up there. I do not have gay filters. I am... the filters I use are actually lesbian filters, and I think that should be pointed out now, just in case anyone gets mixed up at all about me.
Sure, Stanley. Lesbian. We've heard that excuse before, haven't we? Okay, so we're just trying to get into the server still. Stan still can't seem to see IPGN. And I should be able to find IPGN real fast.
What's your IP address? Give me the IP address.
We'll wait till I've connected you.
210.
Oh, you got it. Oh, what? Enter IP address. 210-50-4-115-28000. I'm connecting to the server now. Looks like the first map is Riverdance.
Here we go.
Oh, now you find it. What's with that?
What was the password?
Jailbait.
Sorry, what was the password?
Let me just say the password again. As you can see, we're just starting out to this little thing called shoutcasting. So if we screw up... At least it wasn't as bad as Ice Hawk.
It'd be nice if we had the lights off in here, Benji, please.
Why do you want lights off?
No reason.
Atmosphere. Okay, lights going on.
First map tonight, ladies and gentlemen, will be Riverdance. I'll suss out who's on which side and who's looking to do what. As soon as we connect up properly, and we'll be into it.
Hello, X Team and SH. X still don't even know what their bloody name stands for, but it doesn't really matter then, does it? Alright, well, hang on, let me just see if the teams are ready. It looks like we've got 14 X plays in and 12 SH plays in. Playing for X are Bloody, Illuminator, Rerun, Crazy Horse, Sentinel, Placebo, Trefination, which is freaking solely, and I'd just like to remind everyone, there's actually an online petition for Trefination to change his name back to Soulfire, because we all know that Trefination is a very, very gay name. A very gay name. Don't you agree, Stan?
I thought it was Trepination, but that doesn't matter.
Well, PH in general, if you've ever been to school, is pronounced you. Anyway, we have Jax, Paradox, Fisty, Shazza, Idiot Child, Risky Bob, and Moisty Man. And that's only 14, so it looks like, I don't know, either they're playing 14 on 14, or X are having a few latecomers, which really wouldn't surprise me, because X always come late. The Inferno side, we have Troll, Chromax, Pepper, Animaniac, Fry, Bahal, Flipped, King Camo, Pulsed, Che, Vandal, Vendetti, and Spider. So let me just see if there's anyone in Observer and what we're waiting for. So just bear with me a sec.
Team numbers seem to be pretty low on both sides, as a matter of fact. Hopefully more players will join up. We're going to have to shoutcast such a... two groups of such massive wankers. I prefer there's at least 16 each of them.
Lots of comments about X going down to SH, mainly by the X fellas, so obviously they got a lot of confidence on this one. Some comments from Chromax about bloody E-flare spack pairing spammers, or I don't know, in English that would be E-pack flare spammers.
How long before the game starts? Everyone's still jumping around. Someone's complaining that Docs hasn't turned up. That's no surprise, really. Slack-ass prick. I'm getting plenty of lovely local animations from the SH guys. I think they're trying, maybe, to lag the X guys out, which is possibly one of the better tactics I know of.
Is that illegal, or have they not banned that by the Geneva Convention yet?
No. Local animation spam is quite legal. As long as you're basically not Docs and it's not an auto local animation script. Docs, unfortunately, uses one of those scripts. Actually, here, Chromax has one too, and I'll be observing Chromax throughout the game, seeing as I'll be following the SH team. I'll be looking for any auto taunting local animation scripts. If he does have any, I will pretty much guarantee that you'll be hearing it first here on ATN. Ding, ding, ding.
Excellent. So, basically, I'm following the X-tards. Joy, joy, joy. I'm sure to see some extremely repetitive play followed by more repetitive play, but hey, maybe I'll be surprised. Looks like Flint Fireforge will be playing for X also, and Zonk will be playing for SH as well as Raiden, but still waiting for a few players to come in. So Stan, what do you reckon will be X's tactic on this map?
Quite possibly we could see a lot of out-of-bounds hill snipers. I do know that SH are favouring that tactic as well, but I would like to see maybe X take it out good and strong, be aggressive, and possibly have 15 hill snipers, where I happen to know that SH are only going to be using 14. I think that can be a game-winning tactic. I think they can use it to their advantage, and I think we'd all like to see X prove them to be the number one, basically, placeholders that we all know they are.
They really have held on to that number one place quite successfully, haven't they? It looks like X have the Storm side, so I don't know. Looks like they've got the better side.
That is a bit of an early advantage. You will notice that there are considerably more hill placement areas out of bounds around the Storm side, which we all know is, you know, that's going to be used for out of bound hill snipers. We'd like to see Docs. I think he'll be the first one out there. I think it's going to be a good hard game. I think, you know, we're going to see a lot of base to base sniping using a lot of no fog cheats. I think the game can only be enhanced by that, and I think, you know, really, what everyone knows in their own hearts, this is going to be a great game.
What about those awesome, you know, auto waypoint, mortar spamming gay tactics? Do you think we'll see some of those great things?
Well, I think mortar spamming from 600 metres away can be effective. But I really think that as the game progresses, we're going to see a lot more out-of-band hill sniping. I think the damage it can inflict, say, 20 hill snipers from out-of-bounds onto a single base turret can destroy it faster than anyone can repair it. I can't see anyone carrying a strat. And it's a new mine disc. I think it should be wiped out. I think it should be patched out.
Well, you know, only time will tell to see if these comments ring true. So, you know, I really don't know. What do you think is the psychology behind, you know, 800-meter mortar spamming? Do you think people are just inherently afraid, or are they perhaps, I don't know, just antisocial in some sense, and just feel that if they can mortar spam from as far away as possible, where they're completely out of sight from any enemy, you know, fire, they just, I don't know, they feel all warm and fuzzy or something. They just feel a lot more secure with themselves. Maybe it's a penis envy thing, I don't know.
There's no doubt it is a tactic for cowards, which is, of course, why we saw it prevalent from certain ex-players first. There can be no denying that ex are a bunch of wankers. There are some nice guys in there, but cheaters like...
Paradox.
Yeah,
Paradox. A known scripter. Let's not forget, people, Paradox is a known scripter.
I should know, I use his config.
Rerun, a bloody MIRC hacking berserk whore. Jax, simply a whore. Placebo, now we don't really know much about Placebo. Do you know much about Placebo, Stan?
Well, I know a bit about Placebo from T1. I know he's a cheating prick, but who doesn't know that about the ex-players? I'm probably going to say that quite a lot tonight, although I don't want to drift into the Iago and Nemo territory of their shoutcasting debut. I think it was against EL. You know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Well, oh, hang on. It looks like we have 16 players each, so let me just see, you know, who we have. It looks like Rail has joined for X. So, to recap, look, X has already started their cheating ways. I cannot believe it. X have already started cheating. They're trying to win with 17 players versus 16. I just don't know what's going on here. Are we seeing... it's a trend. Do you think it's a trend, Stan?
I think it is, and I think you'll find that extra out-of-bound hill sniper, which actually is going to be doxing as he just joined, will be a telling blow.
Okay, well, the SH team... the noble and virtuous people that they are, seem to have 16 players only, which really does speak a lot about their moral standard. And I'm going to be looking forward to playing them real soon. But on their lineup, they have Troll, Pepper, Animaniac, Fry, Bahal, Flipped, Pulse, Shay, Spider, Vandal, Vandetti, King Camo, Chromax, Raiden, Zonk, and Dreams. And it looks like X have dropped someone.
I don't think they would have dropped him. I think it must have been a UE, because I really don't believe that they would give up the advantage of an extra out-of-bound sniper that easily. I could be wrong. I could be proved wrong. I don't know. But it just doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, X are pretty hard to give up. You know, they're very begrudging on giving up their advantage. But I don't know. Nevertheless, Sierra Programmers versus X Tactics. I don't know who's going to win. Who do you think will win, the Sierra Programmers or the X Tactics?
I'm hoping the Sierra Programmers. I am, and we should speak about a little about the SH team, because I am looking forward to seeing them play. I'm looking forward to a lot of good flare spamming, basically, from Chromax. If he doesn't, we'll all be disappointed. We know it's a match-winning strategy. We've seen it in the past. We're looking forward to seeing it again from Chromax tonight. We've got a couple of...
Has he passed his fitness test on the flare spamming?
Ladies and gents, we've got the 30-second countdown. I'd just like to give a few shout-outs. We've got a shout-out from Paradox to play, because he's a faggot and a half, apparently. I'd also like to give a shout-out to Stonk before we start the game. Stonk.
15 seconds, Stan, come on. Shut.
You are my man king.
Quick.
You own
come
my bottom.
Come on, Stanley.
10 seconds to go, ladies and gentlemen, and
okay.
We're off.
The X team is Bloody, Illuminator, Rerun, Crazy Horse, Sentinel, Placebo, Jax, Paradox, 50, Idiot Child, Risky Bob, Moisture Man, Trefination, fucking Soulfire, and the bloody team's changed, and Dox and some other guy, I don't know, I'll check it out later.
Okay, watching SH team now, Animaniac has got off to a great start. He is what seems to be purposely banging his head against the wall so he can't get to the inventory station. Wonderful work there. Slowed himself down by possibly 5 seconds, but we all like to see skill in the game, and that's a great exhibition.
It looks like they've already got the hoe incoming. We've got Jax. Looks like he's coming in with some hoe. Rerun setting up on the defensive position on top of the tower. Paradox just seems to be doing some midfield, you know, waiting for some incoming. He's got an elf.
Currently we have, following SH Fry at the moment, he seems to be in Ho, and lovely little biodome outfit as well. He's taking a route from the side, actually. D down the west-hand side, down the lower part of the map. He's in Ho. He's looking to get to the base. He's going pretty slow, though. He's running along the out-of-bounds grid. Pausing a little bit, seems to probably be chatting on Roger Wilco, and he's going to now engage in some long-range spab with the flag.
Sort of trying to find where the if there are any sort of X-cap is going on here, but at the moment most of the action seems to be going on in the midfield. A lot of sort of heavy offence. This looks to be some incoming heavy offence. Oh! Who am I following here?
SH Spider's got the flag now. He's running down the eastern side of the... down past the river. He's just been hit by a disc from behind. He's got...
and he's taken out by one of those out-of-bounds snipers. Good job.
Yes, that was great out-of-bounds sniping. I think the out-of-bounds snipers have also taken down all the base turrets already as well, so pretty good work.
That was a rerun, by the way, with the snipe.
Right now I'm in the SH base. Their generator is down. They have got several Ho actually within the base. I can see... I'm following Spider right now. He's trying to duel a Ho in the base, but he's just been taken out by a big green bomb by Bloody. Bloody seems to be doing a good job of taking down the base.
Placebo seems to be owning this east hill with some nice shock lance work to kill any of those heavy offense spammers. And, yes, a bit of chain gun fire. Rerun, looks like he's setting up for the snipe. And he gets a nice little snipe on Bahal.
You were observing him then. Was he actually out of bounds on that snipe, or...?
I think he actually was out of bounds. I think it was about 800 metres out of bounds, actually. A new record for Rion, I believe.
There was a lovely display of tactics. It seems the SH base is still down. No generators. Inventories are down also, but strangely, no touches on the SH flag as yet. Looks to me like X...
Looks like it's coming in. Oh, Bloody just got body blocked. He was about to grab the flag, but sadly body blocked. It's kind of interesting to know there's only been one grab so far, and it's been by an SH player. So, I don't know. Oh, hang on, we got Rail, take the flag. Okay, I'm on Rail. He's got chasers, he's about half health, he's in the yellow. He's got a, three chain gunners behind him. I don't think he's going to make it, actually. No, he's been taken out. He's been chewed by Flip's chain gun. Good job, Flip.
The flag is now in the water. It has been picked up again by... No, it's actually been
Animaniac.
Dropped. Animaniac has the flag for SH.
I don't think he's going very far. He's been taken out by that elf turret.
Animaniac was actually chewed up by Rerun's chain gun. The SH flag, however, though, is still in the field and has now been returned.
Looks like X are kind of quite defensive, aside from the couple Ho they have. Looks like they've got actually sort of midfield Ho. They've got Crazy Horse on the as a HOF on the flag. They're trying to protect their turrets from incoming missiles, doing that pretty successfully.
I'm observing SH Troll now. He's got a nice little ping of 87. He doesn't seem to be doing much, though. He's got a single kill, which was actually on Jax, it seems, but he's running around with a shock lance now. He seems to be midfield light D, which is a wise decision, seeing as you can get so much spamming dirty X-Ho within your base in such a short amount of time from the storm side, it's pretty much all downhill for them. Bloody's made a cap on the SH flag right now. He's come from, if you're facing the base, he's come from left to right.
He's got about 4/5 health.
He's still in green, as a matter of fact. A few snipes are exploding around him. Pretty good considering they're all from out of bounds.
He's got about 5 chases, it looks like, 6 chases, but he's well away, and he hasn't really taken much damage at all. It looks like we're going to see the first captor X here.
Unless there's some more to spam on the flag from the SH players, I can see Bloody getting home.
He's 50% down.
Half 5 metres away.
And he's capped.
First captor Bloody. The SH Light D followed them into the flag, but were quickly cleaned up by Moisture Man, by the looks of it, with a disc to the head.
Yeah, it looks to be some pretty strong escorting by X, and they're getting away pretty fast too. Once they get over that river, they're pretty much gone because I think the SH, well, obviously the chasers are just a bit too far away. They just can't get that far. Watching a bit of Doc's Ho action is always a pleasure. Looks like he's got his blind spam points down pretty much.
It also appears Doc has no pants on.
Can we confirm that?
Yes, it can be confirmed. I can see Doc's ass, everyone.
He's being heavily dueled, though, in the middle, so it's having a lot of trouble being effective, I think. Bahal just pops Doc's with a blue pate and also killed Jack, so it's a good job there by Bahal.
Right now I'm on the SH flag. They seem to just have a single heavy on flag. He has a shield pack on. Plasma at the
Moisty
ready.
Moisty is actually inside as a light, and he's just tearing up the SH base. There's like no one in here to stop him. He's just sort of potting around. You know.
SH, quick, defend your base. Oh no, sorry, it's too late. Alright, we've got a double grab now on the flag. We've got Spider with the X flag and Bloody with the
Bloody
SH flag.
About 5% health. I don't know if he's going to make it. He's going pretty fast, though. He's got three chases. No, he was taken down.
Both
by
flags are now dropped.
Dreams.
Vandetti now has the X flag. The SH flag itself has been returned to base.
He's underwater.
He is on yellow health.
I doubt he's going to get out of this underwater.
And he's underwater.
It's
no.
Pretty dangerous and deadly underwater.
Smacked down by Sentinel's blue disc. I would believe that that blue disc was fired from inbounds. Highly unusual for the X team, but they are the masters of innovation.
I think Bloody's about to go on a cap run. I think he's going to go south to north and then come in off the west as fast as he can.
I'm going to observe the SH cappers now. We've got SH Spider, who's really, as everyone knows, a lovely man. Trapped inside a woman's body, apparently.
Here comes Bloody. Bloody's going in. He sees one Hoff. He's going to disc the flag. Oh, he gets it, but he also gets taken out.
Typical of Bloody's play, he purposely whacked his head on the top ledge to stop his momentum, and unfortunately, while whacking his head on the ledge was a great manoeuvre and shows he has a champion's vision, he died.
In comes Moisty. Moisty grabs the flag, but he's lost all momentum. It looks like he's going to get taken out by pulse clamp turrets, but in the end he gets taken out by Vandal.
We've got Spider out here on a long arcing run. He's coming into the flag now. He's using a lovely run, which I haven't seen before, so I have to thank him for that. I'll be using that in the next clan game. Animaniac now of the X flag. He is on yellow health, about halfway down.
Docs has got him tracked with a missile, but doesn't look like it needs to happen because he just got nailed.
He got absolutely
team
hammered
killed,
by
actually, by Fry with a mortar.
And good to see SH Shay TKing himself on his own mind. That is good teamwork, guys, and you're saving X a whole lot of trouble. Okay, both bases seem to be okay. SH base has got inventories.
Oh my god, I think SH got a hippie grab, but was taken out by, looked like a shock lance from Illuminator.
Yeah, Pepper was on his way to capping there. It was a great effort.
In heavy, no less.
Yeah, heavy cap. I think he would have made it, if not for the ex-LPB cheaters. But, I guess that has to be ruled on by a match like TWL officials.
Well, at the moment we have Storm with 60 kills to Inferno 44. It's pretty much the tide of the battle. It's, about one cap to nothing. So it's not a massive walkover. It looks like we're seeing a lot of midfield shock lancing and SH trying to clean up any incoming X-Ho with a lot of midfield themselves. I think perhaps that SH could benefit from the use of shock lance themselves. Maybe if they had some decent bloody pings and the X people didn't force them to play on servers which are so obviously in their own advantage. Another example, I think, of the continuing tactics of X.
X, of course, have got Crazy Horse on the on their own flag, heavy on flag. He's fairly good, sticks to the flag like dog shit, basically. He's seems to be pretty nervous. He's walking back and forwards, checking out all directions. His shield pack seems to be constantly on. I can't see him. Yep.
Yeah, I think we see Rerun engaging in some serious out-of-bounds sniping here. I don't know what it is about it, but I think it's I don't know. I think he just gets turned on by it or something. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm following Chromax. He's going Ho down the eastern side now. Basically, you'll know it as he's just gone out of bounds. He is basically arced right behind the hill on the left-hand side of the SH base. You'll know it, the hill with the small bunker on the top, he's gone right behind that. Demos will be available this run, on request, of course. I think I'll maybe even post them on TW. Just,
here he goes, Bloody's incoming for the flag. It looks like he's got a clean grab, but he was killed by Doxa's blind mortar spam. That's the price you have to pay, I guess, when you blind mortar spam. It looks like Animaniac's got the flag.
Animaniac has got the flag. He's been pretty heavily elfed. He's running down the out of bounds and is actually wiped out by Illuminator's chain gun. He didn't really have much of a chance there. Para returned the flag, of course, but SH cappers don't really seem to have much of a chance of getting past halfway right now.
It looks like the X people have set up a bit of a perimeter about halfway on Riverdance, and they've actually got some light support to support their heavy spammers.
Pretty wise, as far as I'm concerned. The flag is pretty hard to get past halfway. Any cappers that are getting out of the flag area are getting health by at least two players, and of course there's being X, there's a lot of out-of-bounds hill sniping.
SH has set up some out-of-bounds, actually not out-of-bounds, to tell you the truth, just on the west hill, east hill.
Bloody's got the flag, by the way.
Awesome little observer HUD this thing. And Bloody is on a lot of, he's on not a lot of health at all, and he gets nailed by Raiden's chain gun.
He got nailed. Got fucking nailed, mate.
Looks like Jax is about to snipe a infantry station close range, but no, actually changes to repair pack. And good thing, because that turret... Oh, someone missiled the turret as he was repairing it and took Jax out with him.
Just following SH Troll now, he's still on his duty in midfield. His ping's been pretty steady all game, he's still on 87, but unfortunately for him, he's only managed to get a second kill since we last observed him, so that's... I don't know if he's been wasted in that position or what he's doing, but he's attacking Ho, he doesn't really get much of an opportunity to kill them. I guess he's more likely just to slow them down, take a bit of health off, and tie them up for just a little bit until they actually get through.
How do I get that thing?
Okay, who are we following up next? I think we'll,
I got Dox. Dox is going with some missiles, and people are spamming flares, so it looks like good old SH tactic.
I'm following Animaniac now. He seems to be the more successful of the Kappa so far for SH. He is out of bounds currently. I don't think he has a sniper rifle, though, so... maybe some strange new tactics being developed by SH. I'm not sure. I do know, though, that he's packing flares.
Incoming Bloody. Looks like he's going to try and come from a slightly reversed angle. And there's a lot of... Oh, no, he's taken the flag, but no, he got nailed by the pulse turret of pulse. Spike turret of pulse.
Okay, watching Animaniac now. He's very far out of bounds. I can still see, as you can from a distance, the out-of-bound grid when you are out of bounds. He looks to be getting a sniper rifle out. Yes, he is. He is going to snipe some hills. That's very effective play. No, I lied. I didn't actually snipe anything. But here he comes. He's coming from the southwest on the storm side, from behind the base. And
Bloody's just gone out of bounds again. As we see a lot of out of bounds.
Would you please not interrupt me, Infidel, as Animaniac goes for a cap? Crazy Horse wouldn't have seen him coming just yet. And he grabs the flag. He's gone straight down the low hill. From turret fire and with snipe in the back. He's on very low red health and he's smashed in the back by a disc as soon as he touches the ground. That was Fireforge, as a matter of fact, that managed to eliminate him. Flag is returned pretty quickly by Paradox. Paradox seems to be playing light D tonight, whereas most players familiar with him from T1 will know him as a gay route capper. But
Bloody's grabbed the flag again. He's in the low yellow. He's trying to go fast, but I don't think he's going to make it. He's thrown the flag off to hopefully he can get some support there. Don't know what happened. It looks like the flag got returned by Che.
That'll be Shay.
Che, I don't know. Moisty looks like he is on some sort of light offense harassing mode. I don't know, perhaps he's trying to take out their gens. Yep, he is trying to take out their gens. He's disking the generator, and it looks like X have some heavy offense in there anyway, so they got that blown.
I have to commend Fissy there for a lovely TKing job on Moisty. It's good to see that the X are helping SH defense out, and you know, it makes me warm to my heart to see sportsmanship. Okay, watching Animaniac again. He's about to come in for another cap run by the looks of it, this time from the southeastern side, which is again to the left of the Storm base and behind. He gets missed by a sniper shot as he comes in, being elfed, and actually gets obliterated by Crazy Horse's mortar fire. It looks like Crazy Horse saw him coming, dropped a mortar in the flag stand, jumped out of the blast radius, and then landed very neatly back on top of the flag as it was returned.
In a sense, it seems like X have been quite defensive. They've only got about two ho now that they're like one cap up, and most of their players are sort of light D with lots of elves and shock lancing and stuff, and they're staying on their own little mound, it seems. Docs, as usual, is going his little old heavy offense route. Moisty's was doing an okay job, really, against about five SH sort of defenders, but it seems like his role is mainly, I don't know, more sort of interference. I don't know, perhaps he could be more effective as an extra hoe or something.
So far, it's been a surprisingly slow game, actually, especially towards the last 5 minutes, say. We've still only seen 11 flag touches and one cap from X, and barely nine touches from SH, with the flag not going very far past halfway.
Okay, Doc's incoming with the hoe. He's getting disc from behind. He's chucking a few whiteout grenades, and he looks like he just got hit with a missile or something. And he just gets nailed by Vendetti, his brother, no doubt.
Very effective, basically, disc fodder from Docs there. You can tell he's practiced that position quite often. Okay, SH have grabbed the flag. We've got it with
Animaniac's
now.
Got the flag.
He has full health. Oh, he's down the left-hand side. He has no energy, though.
He needs to cruise faster.
He's skirting the...
No, he got nailed.
Skirting the
nailed by Illuminator.
And was nailed pretty quickly. Once the light D caught up behind him and started pummeling with quite a lot of chain gun and a fair bit of discs.
And Bloody now has it. He's been elfed and he's been shredded to pieces by Vandal's chain gun. And flags returned by Troll.
Bloody was actually taking the cap route from the large hill to the right hand of the SH base and then escaping down the valley past the water, as I'm sure most players will be familiar with. He was chewed up pretty quickly then, so the SH Light D, while they let one go early, they seem to have pulled up their game, but that's not to say X are really attacking much, because it's pretty quiet on both bases, actually. Bit disappointed that there's not
it
more rape.
It seems like everyone's sort of, you know, hanging out in the midfield and hoping for people to get to them, but no one's quite, I don't know, getting to them. But here we see some out-of-bounds work by, I think it's Bloody.
He's using the out-of-bounds grid quite skillfully.
It actually wasn't Bloody.
Well, thanks, Toopy.
I don't know, because I can't see who these people are.
Well, it says observing Bloody. Jesus Christ.
And Bloody grabs a flag and he's going to die. Yep.
Oh, and a lovely taunt from Rail. We see the, I think maybe the first taunt after a death from Rail.
Was that an auto taunt, do you think?
Auto taunt, I do hope so, because any reason
oh,
to...
Oh, hang on,
Rail.
We got Moisty here. He's got a bee's dick of health, and he's been killed by some chain gun fire by Shay.
That was Moisty had the flag, by the way. Flag is still out in the field, though, and it's just been returned by Bahal, as he does a good job on Light D. Animaniac's gone again with a flag. I didn't say Animaniac is gay then, by the way.
Freudian slip, I think, Stanley. And Animaniac just has too many chases on him. At about, I don't know.
We're seeing quite easily. Any cap is
got Bloody here. He's gone kind of out of bounds on that one, but got taken by Vandal's chain gun again.
The actual base, flag D, respectively, the two heavy on flags for each team. Crazy Horse and who was it on?
That all of X have gone light. I don't actually see any X in heavy except for Crazy Horse as Hoff. So I don't know, it looks like they want to be very mobile. Oh, Rails grabbed the flag. Rails got good health. He's skiing away. He's got four chases, but the AA gun is probably going to do a bit of damage.
SH without a heavy on flag in that occasion, so Rails...
Oh, okay, and he's got a missiles. He's got like seven guys behind him. They're all bloody... I can't believe he's gotten this far.
He's actually...
No, he's got taken down.
Obliterated on his side
by
of the bridge.
Chromax killed him on the butt with a missile.
There is plenty of X support around him, though. It's right
the
smack bang in the middle of the base.
Returned by Troll.
Luckily returned by Troll. Troll, of course, would have been Johnny on the spot, being the midfield as he is. Just a small lapse in flag D there for SH. Let the flag be taken from under their noses. I don't think there was any heavy on flag at the time.
Looks like we have Bloody in the early stages of coming in for a cap. He's going out of bounds, so you know it must be a cap. The kills now have evened up a bit. We've got 128 kills to X, 29, to 112 kills to Inferno. So as you can see, the things are pretty even. But glad to see we have X leading the team kills. Leading the team kills with 14 team kills to 8. So good job there by X.
Well done, X. I'm observing SH Raiden now. He's a heavy on flag for SH.
Oh my god, looks like Docs is going to try and go for a cap.
He's taking a small bit of fire, but his shield pack's doing him pretty well here. Animaniac went for a quick grab, but was pretty much obliterated on the flag stand.
Moisty is coming in from the east. Looks like he's going to perhaps try and disc a few defenders, just try and annoy them in general and get them out of position. And, he's taking a lot of heavy fire, though, from spike turrets and clamp turrets, and he's taken down in the end by pulsed spike turrets. So the turret job for SH is not doing too badly. But surprisingly enough, looking at the turret stats, it's only 2 kills apiece for the turrets. So obviously the turrets aren't really actually doing that much.
Well, they are pinging a lot of players on their way through. A lot of the cappers for both sides are both very, very lucky to escape the actual flag with much more than half health.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Actually, looking at the sort of cap stats, we've got about 22 caps to X and 1 drop. Oh, Bloody just grabbed the flag and was killed by a spike turret, like we were just talking about. And Inferno, which is SH, have 14 grabs and obviously 0 caps. So 14 to 1, 6 minutes remaining. Well, what do you reckon? You reckon SH are going to break through? And Bloody grabs the flag. No, Moisty, sorry, grabs the flag, but I don't think he's going to make it. No, he got killed by Shay Spinfusa.
Yeah, no, he's never going to make it. Raiden is just taking the quite good approach of on the flag.
Docs just tried to go up and gets killed.
Animaniac with the flag now. He has no health at all. He's going from high to low on the ground, and he's taken down... We had about 4 seconds of the flag there. You can see the effectiveness of the X Light D. They're really giving the SH players nowhere to go.
They're pretty much dueling any SH players that they see that comes along. So they're pretty much, they're dominating their own hill and leaving the odd sort of single capper to come in, like perhaps Bloody or even Moisty if he's sort of bored with his sort of base harass job and come in. Otherwise, most of the X players, they seem to all be on... sort of defense, but I haven't found Fisty, so maybe I should look for Fisty.
I'm observing Animaniac again. He's gone down the right-hand side of the storm base. Looks like he's going to do one of those caps from behind again, which is really his only option with a fairly strong X-Light D. They're certainly hitting plenty of incoming cappers with snipes before they're even at the flag, so things like that can't be too encouraging. It would be nice to see some sort of clearing hoe for the SH team, but pretty much non-existent. The XD is fairly relaxed. They've really only got a couple of players to actually worry about, so not much action at all. Animaniac himself has got, 11 grabs, 11 drops, so that pretty much sums it up.
Actually, there's surprisingly little hoe from X. You generally, come to know X as the big hoe-ass clan, but... at the moment, we just got Bastard Fisty sort of going in for a bit of a run. And he's just kind of taking it easy, trundling along. Oh, actually, sorry, we've got Jax also going in for a run. He's off on the west side of the base, coming around. I'm sure he's going to try and ski in. And Crazy Horse still doing a bang-up job as Hoff.
Watching Animaniac now as he approaches the flag, but before he gets there, Spider grabs it.
Spider's grabbed it, but is pretty much elfed. I'm not sure if that was an elf turret or if that was an elf.
No, he was pretty much wiped out by at least the fire of several spike turrets as he made his way out. He came pretty much perpendicular to the flag and went straight back out the front, pretty much straight through the turret, so I don't really,
Bloody
don't really think he stood much of a chance.
For another cap. It's coming up just behind, so he hopes the defenders don't see him, but there's an AA turret out there. He actually hasn't taken much damage from it, but I think the spike turrets are going to get him. Oh no, he's made it. He's got, to say, 5% health, and he's got a lot of chain gun fire. He's got three dudes behind him. He's got one support, but his support was killing other people rather than trying to return the flag.
While you're watching Bloody fuck up yet again, as he's been doing all game, I won't pull any punches here. He's possibly the worst player on the field.
Oh my god, Dox has gone for the cap.
Dox isn't going to make it far.
I don't think Dox can run, you know, if he's not in fat. I mean, I just haven't seen him run in fat that much. Maybe, I don't know, the press gives
him. Well, hold the press. I heard a local taunt when Dox died then.
So that's a confirmation then, is it?
Yes, there was definitely a local vocal taunt.
Auto taunts used by Dox, people. What can we say? By the way, we were screwing around Flint, Fire, Forge, and Flipped. Both picked up the flag, and now they seem to have both been returned. Looks like we're going to get... No. Flag still in the field for X. There's some serious water spammage going on. Bloody's taking the flag, and the flag is still in the field for X. Pepper is now taking the flag.
It was quite surprising to see the flag just lying there. It was there for a good 5 or so seconds.
Bloody is gonna die. No, he throws the flag before anyone can kill him. He's hoping some support is going to pick it up. But Camo returns.
I don't know whether that really works out very much, dropping the flag. You know you're going to die, sure, but more often than not, the flag gets returned anyway.
Yeah, generally the reason you're going to die is because you've got five guys on your ass bearing down on you. So if you drop the flag, unless you're fairly lucky and there's no one really around you, you're not going to be able to get that flag away.
I think the idea might be in that case to, instead of dropping the flag in the direction you're headed, to maybe, if you can pull a quick switchback and throw the flag behind the oncoming light D, you will, what's the word I'm looking for?
Kill.
Fuck them up, and hopefully give your supporting light D a chance to actually come in behind them and cover, just to probably give you an extra few seconds there as
it
they
actually seems,
overrun
I
the
mean,
flag.
Do you reckon X are turtling? Because of all the Bloody light defense, like, they got about, I don't know, 10 light defense, and only, like, Bloody, maybe Moisty Man and Dox going offense at all.
Well, how about you do a good countdown? We've only got a minute and 10 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, I reckon X, I'm going to call it. I reckon X, yep, they've been turtling, and Bloody is being taken out big time and chewed up by Pulse Clamp Turret.
Bloody quite skillfully again. He shows that unique skill he has of hitting his head on the flag stand before he goes to the flag. I know he's practiced that long and hard, and it is a lot of T1
Dox
experience
is
showing
now,
through.
Dox is now heavy on flag, but he's been mortared, so hopefully they can follow it up by a quick cap. 60 seconds, actually 40 seconds, I'm sorry. There's lots of action going on. Yep, okay. Animaniacs grabbed the flag, but he's being elfed by power, I think it was, but he's
actually not too bad now.
Oh, no, he's got nailed by... He got hit by a disc from behind.
He's going to need a lot of support as he goes
no
down
support,
by out of
though.
Bounds.
There's no support, and there's about 10 bloody chain guns.
Here comes
six people.
Disappointing to see no support. He had several X players behind him. He had two X players in front of him that I could see. But he did, from what I can see, he got further than any other SH cap attempt that I could see.
Yep, X are definitely turtling now. They've got about five guys just sitting on the flag, but there's only 2 seconds to go.
Game over.
1-0, pretty much. Rerun topping the score there, I'm assuming via
20
out of
bounds sniper
right.
kills.
20 out of bounds sniper kills. I think I have to agree with you there, Stan.
Okay, we've got Rerun on 20 points, Illuminator on 21, Placebo on 20, SH Fry was the highest scoring SH player on 21, I think. No, sorry, I'm looking at kills. Their scores were, 230, 215, 190, and SH Fry on 173, so. Not too bad play there from the top four players. It was a pretty sedate game, though, I must admit. Not at all the ho-fest spam, light D capping, what's Cromac say? LPB.
EPAC flare spamming whores. LPB, EPAC flare spamming whores. I think that's a direct quote.
I believe he says faggots instead of horse, which is very...
It's very Western Australian, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we all know he's a bogan. What is the net map?
It looks like Slapdash is going to be the next map. Yeah. We recently had a great encounter with Slapdash.
Okay, that's enough of that right now. We don't wish to be talking about that. Slapdash, just by the design of the map itself, should be a pretty flat-out game, so hoping that we're going to see a bit more capping action and a bit more... I'm not scared of saying there's going to be a bit more out-of-bounds sniping, particularly from the X-Team.
Is that really possible, do you think? I thought we really hit the peak of out-of-bounds sniping on that last map.
Well,
I mean, because there are a few less hills, really.
Sure, there are naysayers like you who tend to bring the game down, try to be negative, and really put a sad, you know, low-key spin on the game. But I, myself, am pretty positive about the game, and I believe T2 is a game of potential. It's a game where people can have the freedom to develop new strats, and I'd like to see maybe SH sneak an extra couple of players onto the team. Maybe, you know, 21 players.
Well, hang on. We've seen a new tactic by X. It looks like X are going to sabotage the SH team by adding their own players to the SH team. Perhaps some sort of infiltration, but overpowering. I mean, I'm just not sure. I'm unfamiliar with this tactic. Yeah, X have gone down to 13, and SH have bumped themselves up to 19 with a few of the old X players giving it a go. But it looks like SH aren't to be outdone, because SH players are now joining the X team, so obviously they're catching on pretty quick to this.
Yes, cunning play by both teams. Really, it's something we like to see as shoutcasters, especially in our first shoutcast. We like to have the game really, its full potential really explored by both teams, so we do thank both teams for cheating in that manner.
It looks like X have dropped Flint Fireforge. I always thought he was a pathetic player myself, so, you know, I have to commend them on that one. And they've chucked in Shazza, a T1 SPS player. So, I think that really says it all, don't you?
Gay! No, Shazza, it's okay. I love you. I love all of X, actually. I love all of X players, except...
Big shout-out to our bitch Rerun.
Rerun who? Where is Danger Mouse playing tonight?
No, he's not.
That is unfortunate. Maybe his conscience just got too much for him. Who knows?
It's okay, because looks like we've got 15-16. Still waiting for another player to jump in.
Chromax showing his well-known and quite now famous sense of humour by saying, "Good games, IM," when we all know any game against IM is not a good game. Oh, wait, that wasn't the joke. He's actually playing X, and he said, "Good games, IM."
This boy just cracks me up. Just can't help it. But, okay, we've got 16-16 now. 17-16 now. I think X are having trouble with counting. 1, 2, 3. They're the best way to start counting, X. And not much sort of other than that going on. Looks like X is going to be Storm again. I reckon Storm is pretty much the indisputed benefit side for Slapdash, because it's a bit more closed in. Your Light D, Elfing Light D, has got a lot less sort of work to do, where on Inferno it's a lot larger, people sort of get a lot higher. But it'll be interesting to see SH's work on vehicles, because I reckon SH are pretty much the vehicle team. I haven't seen another team use tanks more spastically than SH. I know Chromax is good at running down his teammates and TKing his own light defense, so hopefully we'll see a lot of that.
Right now I've got a shout out from Rerun to Bobber the Do Warrior, thanks. Good work, Rerun. Nice to see you can string a sentence together, fella.
Okay. And X have one too many players. I tried to tell X before the game the concept of counting. It goes 1, 2, 3, and just increments in... Well, increases in increments, sorry, of 1 after that. But, still 17 versus 16, so I don't know if it's going to start off. What do you reckon, Stan? Lots of Shrike cappers and elves and tank on flag. I reckon that's a pretty popular tactic with SH.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a vibe from the SH team right now, and it's a vibe of out of bounds and not sniper fire as you may expect, but...
tank fire, I believe.
No.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
You know... It may be wrong. I could be wrong. Could be way off course here, but I'm seeing a lot of out of bounds elf sniping right now. Well, sniping may not be the correct word for it, but I can't help if I get excited about these new tactics that come up.
It's okay, Stan. I'm holding you. All right. It's okay. You know what, Stan? I just like to say I really hope we're recording this. I really do, because if we weren't, it'd be pretty pissed off. And I'd also like just like to say I'm quite pleased that I haven't had any UEs yet, because I had quite a few UEs when we were sort of testing this out before the game. When are these bloody X-Fags going to realise they've got one too many players and drop one, for frick's sake?
Okay, I've got a shout-out to Moisty Man, to Moisty Teen, who is his older ego, of course. He says, Moisty Teen, you own. I've also got a shout-out from Idiot Child to Jax's mother. I believe they're quite well acquainted, as is... basically all of the X team that live in New Zealand, and indeed some of the X team that live in WA. She does do
Hang
the
on,
rounds.
I have an update on the counting situation. It looks like X have figured out how to count. They now have 16 players.
Flint Fireforge does a shout out to God. Amen, you motherfucker.
It looks like Idiot Charles gives a shout out to Islam. Allah, Allah, Salam, Halek, Allah.
We've got Fry, who shouts out to the Essendon football team, suck to cock, you fags.
Was that actually an English sentence?
Yeah, I believe it was. We've got Chromax, who does a shout out to Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Davidson. Actually, we shouldn't bag out Hare Krishnas because they're legends.
Did you know
when I was a young boy and going through university and living out of home, the Hare Krishnas pretty much kept me fed for about 2 years.
Is this the same guy who used to crap in his shower because he couldn't be bothered buying toilet paper?
No, 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 that's not the Hare Krishna, that's the dirty asshole.
Oh, sorry, I get confused. Alright, I'm going to try and hot point some people and remember who's actually been hot pointed. What's the talk, Stan? Are they going to start it up yet or what?
Looks to be like the X players are journeying up quite a bit. They're ready to start. SH seem to be delaying a bit. I heard, I saw one player requesting time to get a beer. We've got another shout out actually from SH Pepper, who shouts out to Big D, Little D, Jimmy D, Slim D, Fat D, DD, and JJ. Word up.
And also a big how'd that feel to SH from Fisty. So I think we'd like to see a lot more flash animation from Fisty. It's been a bit lax on the flash animation. Do you reckon he can use that, you know, to his benefit in T2? Perhaps a few flash animation spams in game. I'd like to see that, you know. A little bit of VGSSPQY or something, which gives some flash animation that just goes above his head and really incapacitates any players who are playing against him.
No, I think that'd be stupid. That was really a terribly stupid idea.
It looks like Rewan has to empty his colostomy bag, so waiting for Re. Has your storm stats refreshed, or does it wait till the game starts?
No, stats, and we are talking about Wizards Observer HUD here. Very fine piece of cheating scriptage from Wizard. Wouldn't have been able to do this without him, actually. It's pretty awesome.
It looks like X have lost that concept again. They've just joined up another one.
SH Spider wants a shout out to Warpig's mother. Not actually familiar with Warpig, but there you go. Shout out Warpig, your mum, shout out.
I'm sure she shouts out all the time for SH.
What's happened tonight?
It's really kind of boring, you know, just sort of sitting here. I guess we should be playing music, but we're not really that skilled shoutcasters, so we can't just fade in and fade out and just bring it back. So you have to put up with all our stupid banter and listen to Dream's voice pack spam and
that's right,
all that'd
be like it'd be like me trying to cap the flag and spam flares at the same time.
Oh, it's a good job. It looks like ITH2O has joined the game. Impressive. How the hell did that guy get the password? Do you reckon it's because I go, the password is
Yeah, quite possibly the breach in security could quite well have been because of Doopy's breach of decorum on the beginning of the Shoutcast. If so, it must be someone from ATN. We all know that ATN are a group of wankers. We don't appreciate them letting us shoutcast this, because being anarchists, you know, it is our right anyway, and thanks very much, kill God.
We don't need their approval, thank you very much.
What are the team numbers we got now, please, Doopy? Have we got 16 team? We've got
16 a team and some ITH2O wanker just sitting there in OBS, or rather waiting to get into the game in OBS.
I think pretty safe to say, as soon as he joins up... Oh, he's joined up to the Storm team. Congratulations.
It looks like we have an ex-Smurf on our hands, people.
He's got a nose for winner here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no, sorry. He left.
How the hell did he get in the bloody game? I wish this game would start.
I'd like to give another shout-out to Stonk. Stonk, please, come home. I'm pregnant. The children miss you.
Where's my father?
Shut up.
Where's my father?
Shut up.
Where's my... Stop! No! No!
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. And, yeah, finish that shout-out. And, yeah, please come home. My scabs aren't healing. And you know I love you very much, and I'll get those photos out to you soon. And stop ICQing me, you pricks, because that's louder than the Tribe C sounds.
Yes, that's right. I'd just like to echo Bahal's statements that, for fuck's sake, could all the small bladder bloody mofos hurry the hell up, okay? Well, he said it in a bit more colourful language than that, but hey. Yeah. Gwinch, we just like to say Gwinch is a gay cunt for spamming ICQ. Uh-oh.
Welcome to Ignore, as they say on Tribal War.
Okay, we've got the 30-second countdown. Finally, Stan and I can talk about something other than our sexual preferences. Yeah, X got Storm. SH have Inferno. I reckon there'll be a lot of vehicle usage. What else can I say? Go with the Shrike Cappers.
Just wait up, guys. I'm not in the game yet. Dickheads, stay in the game about
5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we've got to start.
Chromax has immediately shouted himself out as Light O.
You gotta love the global voice spammage of, you know, who's doing what.
Who are you observing now? You're observing Paradox. He's making his way to the, his own vehicle pad.
I just had someone in Observer.
Alright, first up I'm going to observe Chromax. He's making his way in a two-man bomber team. They have no tail gunner. Skating around the right-hand side. Oh, he's got a strike on his tail. He's in trouble. He's making a quick turn for the base, going past... He's actually got two strikes on his tail now, so I don't think he's going to last very long.
Shazza has jumped into a tank. Looks like he's going into a defensive position around the X flag. Bloody has grabbed it, but got nailed by Cyanide and Elft and all that sort of crap that flies in after you grab a flag usually.
I'm observing Animaniac now. We should point out that SH are on the Inferno side, and you'll recognise their side by basically the flag being a bit more out in the open on the SH side.
There's a two-man bomber coming in. Looks like, yep, two-man bomber, Docs, and some other fella. They're going to bomb the thing, but it looks like they're going to take themselves out in the process.
Glorious, yep. Docs. That was absolutely glorious.
That was
we were able
to
watch the bomb...
Oh, actually, Docs is still alive. He's in shields.
My goodness.
Docs showing some skill.
He's about to get run over by a tank, though, I'm afraid to tell him. Yes, there he goes.
No, actually, that's incorrect.
Docs, would you stop contradicting me?
He blew himself up, okay? Animaniacs right. Grabbed the flag and is drilled by Rerun with some sniper fire.
What's with Rerun and the
sniping,
the sniper rifle? I didn't think it was that much of a homosexually orientated player, but...
We've got some tank spam against the inventory station, the vehicle station, and we've got Animaniac kitting up. Looks like he's going to go again for some shrike, except there's a tank raping the vehicle station, but it got blown up. But it's too late because the vehicle pad is already dead.
All right, we've got some pretty heavy bomber runs going on the SH flag right now. They... observing SH Shay at the moment. He's got an MPB parked to the left of the flag. They have a single tank D with a single medium hill person. As I watch Bloody escape with the flag.
Yep, Bloody's got good health and he's grabbed the flag. He's on his way. He did a nice little grab cycle.
He's got turret fire. No snipers on him.
I reckon he's going to make it.
Bloody makes it to the middle valley. He's got a bit of Shrike D on him, actually,
taking a bit of health. Do you reckon he can avoid?
Shrike D is doing a great job, but I think he's...
No, he's going to make it. He's going
to
make it.
Too close to the X-Flag now for SH to get the flag back. He's actually...
Oh, he's dropped the flag! He's dropped the flag!
Dropped the flag,
and
SH Spider
grabbed it.
Has snuck in underneath the nose of the X-Light D and grabbed the flag. It's actually being run down by a tank right now as we speak.
He's about to go out of bounds. No, he's not going to make that. I reckon X is going to get
and
the
he's
cap.
Dead. Risky Bob is holding the SH flag for X. He is... I can't observe him right now, but he is...
He's nearly dead, actually.
Very close to dead. One chain bullet will actually kill him.
There needs to be a little bit of real aggressive work here by SH, and they could actually return this flag. Yep. He's got TK'd. Bloody's got the flag, got returned.
And Bloody will cap.
Yep, Bloody caps, so it's one up. Nice work with that grab cycle cap, actually. I quite like that.
Okay, so that pretty much started out much the same vein that the first game Riverdance did, with Bloody getting an early break, and hopefully that's not going to decide the game. We want to see a few more caps, but it's a good start by Bloody.
Just observing Docs here. He's in here with Bomber. He's out of bounds, as per usual, but now he's cruising in, and it looks like he's going to try and take out the flag station. He's going high to get some more accurate bombing, and then he's going low again. And it looks like he
managed to avoid a rocket pretty nicely, but he gets hit by another one.
He's still alive, and he's going to try and missile destroy the MPB, but the MPB is pretty much staying up, and there's some tank defense. I think the tank defense are just a bit slow then on Bloody grabbing that.
Switching over to the SH side now, we've got two cappers coming in. As SH Fry pretty much makes a decoy run for the flag, he didn't even look like getting close. I don't think he was actually going for the flag. He's dropped a lot of wideouts, which has actually blinded me. Thanks very much, smart-ass bastard.
Bloody is...
Animaniac is away with the flag. He is gone, though. Two snipes in the back of the head. First one I suspect would be from Rerun, and the killing blow was actually from Sentinel. But
okay, Bloody's coming in again. Oh, looks like Spider's grabbed the flag. Bloody's jumped off, and...
Spider did grab the flag off the ground.
Yeah, Bloody has the flag, and he's got full health. He's gone over the back. He's got three chasers now, but he's just out of reach. It looks like he's going to go quite around the long way. He's got a defensive
still has full health
doing spamming, but he just got body blocked by his own person. He does still have full health. It looks like he's going to make it. I don't see anyone behind him except for a few long range discs.
He's not even going to be touched here.
No, he's definitely going to make it.
Ladies and germs, he is still on full health. He's coming from the left hand side of the flag. He's going to land on the flagstand itself. He clears the mines and caps.
And caps. SH look like they've got two tanks and they're trying to take out the MPB, but there's just a lot of light D and strike D and stuff. Cyanide grabbed the flag but was blown away by a missile.
The SH base itself doesn't look like it's received any rapage as yet, but the vehicle pad is down. I can't see anyone repairing it. It's got power, but the actual station itself is basically been obliterated by what looks like to be tank offense.
It's like Doc's just bombed himself in the face there, which is a good job. A little bit of animation there by, who is it, by Moisty. I think Bloody's gone to get in a grab cycle again. So obviously X are using grab capping here.
I'll just have to interrupt you there, because I've got Chromax with an inspirational bit of walking around and looking at the ground. You can tell that he is the leader of the team, as He's probably covering a bit of space, about 10 metres across. Numerous times he's looked at the ground. I can't fault the man on looking at the ground, actually. The textures are smooth.
Well, there's something more interesting going on. Looks like we've got Shazza in a tank, about to spam the SH base. We have Bloody coming around. He's going to go around by the base of SH for the cap, taking a quick right-hand turn.
SH are actually down a player at the moment. Dreams was unfortunately Jumps. Dropped, but he's back now.
Yep, he's got it, and he's gotten away quite cleanly. He didn't get taken... Oh, no, he's gotten hit by one trike... got taken out by King Camo. That was a great bit of shrike work there to run him over.
King Camo actually ran him with the shrike just as he was about to get away. He was on half health, though, so it was a fairly easy job.
But we do have Moisty Man. No, it's been returned by Cyanide. Moisty Man doing a good bit of light offense harassment here. Really kind of, scaring or shaking up the offense a bit. Can see a few things flying around in the skies. Let me see if I can find that tank. Yeah, there's one defensive tank sitting by the flag. It's got Illuminator and some other fella. And we have it's the same tank. Placebo and Illuminator in that tank.
Got Animaniac now coming in for a shrike cap from behind the X base. He ejects pretty late. He grabs the flag fairly slow, though. He's being helped.
Oh, that spider grabbed the flag.
Yes, that's what I meant, sorry. Spider.
Oh my god, he just jumped over someone who tried to strike.
He's actually going very unorthodox
quite
route.
Quite a beautiful little thing.
He grabbed the flag from the front of the... coming from front to back, and he arced around back past the X-vehicle pad and base. You should be able to picture that in your head. And he's pretty much cut down by a fair bit of turret fire. I don't think he had much of a chance of getting anywhere.
He got rammed by a tank. It's always funny to see people getting rammed by a tank. Looks like X are pulling out the strike defense, trying to get any bombers and stuff before they get in too close. Let's see, Bloody. I reckon he'll go for a grav cycle. Seems to work so far pretty well for him. He's sort of paused at the moment. Actually, the kills at the moment are only 28 to 24, so it's pretty even here. Just some pretty good getaways by Bloody, and he's grabbed a grav again, so I'm guessing he's going to go for that grav run. A bit of midfield tank work, or I don't know if exactly midfield, but the slug gun on the tank is trying to tear up some SH fellas who just went out of bounds.
Would be nice to see a bit more flag clearing from the SH team. With the bombers or any sort of hoe or decoy runners would be a bit more effective than what they're doing now, which is pretty much Kappa's coming in. They've got pretty much a full X light D. Rail has actually grabbed the flag, but he's pinned straight away by... a spin fuser from SH Shay.
Moisty Man, it looks like he's patrolling the back of his base, just patrolling around, making sure there's no one on the other side.
What I'd say he's doing is accidentally hitting the jump button while he's in the strike, although no, he's using a cap run now. He's coming
this
in.
This is Bloody.
Okay, Bloody. Sorry! Keep on changing observer.
Oh, it's a great little disc there by Cyanide, timing it lovely, so as Bloody came in, he disced him and killed him. A good one. Lots of vehicles just sort of sitting around the X vehicle pad, actually, maybe in preparation for people to jump into them, maybe to save them time. That's actually quite a good tactic. I kind of like that, because as we all know, you can get quite a sort of a lag, in a sense, that comes from using the vehicle pad or relying too heavily on the vehicle pad, because people just sort of get jammed up.
Okay, as I mentioned before, it would be nice to see some bomber runs from the SH team, and as we speak, we've got Chromax in, he's actually piling a bomber in some funky orange suits. Haven't really seen him spam any energy packs or even spam flares, I should say. But as he makes his way towards the X flag, he's coming from front to back in a pretty much straight line. Spam pretty heavily, they're going to fly over the MPB, and the shells should just about hit the X flag right now. Which would be a good time for SH to attempt a cap, but I don't think anyone is even near it. Here we go, SH Spider taking advantage of the clearing from Chromax.
Oh, Spider's away nicely, he just needs some support. No, but he gets taken by Rerun again with the Bloody Sniper.
Pretty slow cap run there from Spider. He was spent most of that on the ground after he got the flag. I don't think he had much of a chance of grabbing that, as we see Doopy with a UE, which takes him out of Tribes 2. Luckily, Stan's machine is here. Animaniac has a flag. He is actually On his way past halfway, he's out of range of snipers now. He takes a bad bounce when he hits the ground. He's got grenades firing all around him. A lot of impact fire. Spamming flares. His support now reaches him and unfortunately body blocks him as he gets close to the flag. Terrible play there by the SH player who was in support of him. Hopefully the flag won't get returned and we have Vandetti with the flag now. Unfortunately though, while the Light D is distracted supporting their flag carrier, Bloody has snuck in and grabbed the flag. I can't follow him as I'll follow the SH player. He's under pretty heavy fire. He's skirting around their flag area. He's been taken out now by what seems to be a grenade. Only for Dreams to pick it back up again. Bloody seems to be well away. I don't think he had any chases on him as the Light D were actually distracted. Dreams now has gone fairly high. He has to be careful of fairly dangerous ex-snipers as he's up in the air, especially the ones from out of bounds, so he can't go too close to the actual out of bounds grid. Bloody actually now has dropped the flag. He's administered a dose of vitamin lead by SH.
Oh, SH!
The flag has been returned. Just as the flag has returned, SH drop it, and now you may have heard that SH flipped has capped. It is now 2-1, X in the lead still. That was a good cap. Surprising.
A bit of support work then. Rail's grabbed the flag.
Rail has the flag. Flipped is lining up a snipe and unfortunately misses. While that's happening, Spider has grabbed the flag.
Tons of spike turrets flying past him, but
he's on half health. He's got a bit of shrike D. I expect a snipe to hit him fairly soon. I don't think he's going to get that far. He's on red health. He's just reached halfway and fallen down in the valley, which is alongside the road at the halfway mark on Slefash. Both flags are returned. Ah, fuck, I've got a cramp in my leg.
I'm having a bit of trouble here getting into observer mode. Oh, hang on, I got into observer mode now, so no problem. Oh, looks like my HUDs have been sort of mixed around a bit. Let me see if I can find some people to observe.
Just excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I just got to stretch my cramp in my leg. Old sports injury from Vietnam. Actually, I was playing basketball in Vietnam. That's right.
Sorry about this, people. I'm just resetting my favourites. I'm actually just trying to find Bloody, because Bloody seems to be the main flag capper, so I'm just trying to find him. The sort of HUDs have resized around the place, so it's a bit annoying.
Okay, now. Scores are still 2-1 in favour of X. I am observing Spider now as he goes for a run. I might just switch to Animaniac, actually, if I can grab him. Yep, okay, we've got him. He's in a strike. He is approaching the X flag now. From behind, back to front, basically, as he swoops down, picks up the flag. Or rather, doesn't. He actually stubbed his toe, probably on purpose, actually. As we all know, these players have plenty of skill. They can do precision manoeuvres like stubbing toes and whacking heads. It's not something a T1 newbie can do, or you know, even a T2 newbie like Crazy Horse. I have seen him attempt a few whacking heads, but unfortunately nothing's been pulled off. Both flags are actually on the ground. Bloody grabbed the flag that was quickly gunned down by one of the SH players. So a bit of a standoff now as we've got the SH flag returned and safe at the flag stand and the X flag is still on the field.
Basically, X are using bombers to try and clear the flag and Bloody's sort of coming through after the bombing's gone by and trying to grab the flag. And no one is not really meeting much resistance, really. But and X are using the tank flag sort of tactic too. So pretty much things are sort of stalemated at the moment. Well, actually not stalemated because X are obviously up one. And Flint Fireforge has joined the game for some reason, so I don't know why that happened. But just trying to find... Yep, Bloody's in his grab cycle again, so it looks like he's about to gear up for a cap. Dox is missiling whatever tanks and things he sees, but he gets...
Docs.
Troll. Yep, here comes Bloody. He's coming around by the base, taking a sharp right. Going down. Going along. Jumps out. Lots of speed. And he gets it. He just made it through that tank spam then, but he's gone low. Oh my god, he's up again. He's up. And, and he's being chain gunned, but he's not really getting hit that much.
I think he's either going to go on impact or a... He only needs one more hit from the chain gun and he's gone, and he does.
Che dies. Che kills him.
Chewed up by Che.
But Placebo picks up.
But he got far enough to for his support players to actually pick up the flag. Now we've got Animaniac with the flag again. He's been SH's best capper by far so far. He actually gets attempted a ram raid from one of the ex-players who crashes the shrike right behind him. He's on red health. He's back at their flag, still being pursued by two ex-players.
Pass it off. Pass it off.
No, he's back on the MPB as both ex-players are actually wiped out on the way there by actual turrets. Right now we've got Placebo with the flag.
Placebo is about three-quarters health. He's pretty much just patrolling the flag stand. Oh, he got taken down by Chromax. But Bloody got the flag. He's picked it up. Chromax dies by rail, and Bloody's sort of patrolling the area. Well, how's Animaniac doing? Okay, SH,
We have got lovely display of great tactics there from SH.
If only your morals had allowed you to use the tank on flag. Stanley, what do you say about this tank on flag situation?
I don't wish to make any comment on this latest development by SH in using their flag carrier to pile the tank. No comment at all from me, apart from what a bunch of fucking wankers. But apart from that, no comment, please.
Actually, no. Yes. Whoa! King Camo takes Bloody out with a disc. Will he get the return? There's lots of fire. No, Bloody picks up the disc again as an invisible person, and he gets into that tank. Way to go, you pussy.
Lovely mirroring of styles here from both teams.
Okay, so basically we've got a tank standoff where both teams are a flagging tank. It's kind of gay, really. We don't really approve of it here at DMC, but hey, whatever. To each their own, that's all we can say. And we're going
to
wait.
If these guys have the skill to have 17 players on out-of-band hill sniping, I say, you know, we can't really stop them from going great tank camping with the flag. Bloody actually did a great job of driving his tank down into a valley and almost destroying a tank, but that's probably best saved for another story at another time. We have Fisty joining the team now. He looks like he dropped, but we unfortunately missed that. We are only two players, and we are DMC at that, so what do you expect?
Yeah, it's pretty standard fare, people. You know, I have to say it's a bit disappointing to see this. Obviously, SH and X need to havoc up and get some mediums or heavies or whatever the hell they want to get with lots of missiles and shit, because we all know the only way to kill a tank is by missiling. And if you didn't, I'm sure you're learning lots as we talk. Looks like someone you need, but, well, what can we say? Thank you very much, Sierra and Dynamics. Oh, has Bloody flipped the tank? Oh, it looks nearly flipped. No, he's made it out of the big ditch. I'm kind of impressed. Not really, though, what can I say?
It's hard to believe Bloody is such a good pilot of the tank, but we all know he is a bit young. He wouldn't have grown up to be part of the BMX generation.
The tank is smoking, though, so if he bounces that tank once, I reckon he can blow it up. Perhaps SH can force that. I don't know. What's going on? Oh, no. We have, I'm guessing it'd be Risky Bob repairing the tank. So, nice bit of teamwork there.
We would like to see the tank TK Risky Bob, if that can be arranged. We don't know if, you know, X, quite frankly, don't have the technical spread or freedom of...
Actually, all the firepower seems to be on the X side at the moment. Not firepower, but all the action, because the SH guys seem to be fairly unmolested in their tank, except that there's a bomber coming in, but I don't think it's going to do much yet. The bomber gets taken out. The tank is looking very healthy. You're watching the... Let me switch back to Bloody. Bloody's got lots more stuff happening around him. Looks like there are people got a mortar in.
We've actually got a player joining AOM. Deathstrike has joined up to the map. Well done, Deathstrike. You are a retard.
Yes, and just to know that we're going to ban you from every single server that we can think of after the match. Just kidding. No need to pull your pants. Yeah, I have to say, Stan, I really hate this Bloody tactic. How freaking boring is this? Watching two Bloody people in, you know, tanks and stuff just sort of hanging around in their tanks. I mean, not much is going to hit them unless the people get organised and send over Havocs and stuff. But
I have to interrupt you there, Doopy. We've got a bit of a break in the news on the SH side. We have a player repairing a deployable turret right now. About the peak of the action, as you will see, he, yes, brilliant skill. It has gone from half health all the way to full. You won't see better than that, and SH showing that they truly are number one contenders, even if they do not make it. That turret was probably the best repair turret I have ever seen.
And I know you've seen a few.
Yes, well, anyone who knows me knows that I am a fan of repairing turrets.
Oh, actually, hang on, no. He's repairing a second one. Perhaps even...
My God, get this man onto the AU team now!
Wait a second. He's going to a defensive position with missiles. Actually, that's probably the reason why the tank, you know, with the flag in it, hasn't been taken out, really, because SH do have a lot of people sort of hanging around their heels with missiles and things like that. So I guess they haven't really been able to take it out, but unfortunately, 7 minutes to go. I don't know, what do you see happening, Stan? Do you reckon they're actually going to end up breaking this stupid deadlock?
I can't see this deadlock being broken unless someone actually jumps out of the tank. The SH side, which I'm observing right now, their base is still up. They have plenty of turrets out around the tank that's slowly just meandering around their flag.
I must say, there's a lot more stuff blowing up on the X side of things, so maybe they've got a lot more bombers and stuff. But
or maybe they're just retards and they're TKing each other a lot.
Which
I seem to be seeing
possibility.
Every time I look at the chat screen.
Some more Risky Bob action here. It's some good teamwork, you know. He's repairing the tanks. Obviously, that tank's actually taking damage as opposed to the SH tank, which doesn't seem to be taking much damage at all.
Fisty just dropped from the game.
That's about the height of the action, really, isn't it? I think...
Paradox has also left the game. I think this could be it.
Looks like 16 to 14. Can SH capitalise on this... lack of numbers by the X side. Oh, here we go. They've both joined the game again. Flint, Fireforge, and Paradox are in.
The bloody in the tank has just been hit by three rockets.
He's out of the tank!
And he's now out of the tank. He's got full health still, though.
But a Shrike is chasing him. This is could be interesting.
Shrike itself that's chasing him has just been hit by a rocket, unfortunately.
He's looking for his MPB.
Bloody makes his way back past the flag and to the MPB. He's got a strike on his tail.
Actually, I think that's a defensive strike that we were misreading.
Yes, that would be right.
But that did get taken out by
Wanker's
a missile.
Camping on D. He has got a strike.
No,
quick flyby and missed him. It is being pretty
there
hard.
Missiles being trying to take him out and there's like...
Oh, he's back into a tank. Good work, Bloody. Good to see you you camp as well as the Americans do. I'm sure you got that move out of a demo somewhere, didn't you? I remember IE Natural doing a series of brilliant flag camps in a tank at the beginning of the T2 beta. It's true what they say, he is definitely the best tribes player to ever have graced the servers out there. I once saw him camp in a tank, with the flag, against 64 players, and he was the only one camping. He was able to hold out for 5 maps in a row with the flag. I've never seen anything like it. I never will since Dynamics fixed that patch up. But obviously Bloody, as he is, trying to emulate that. And,
we've got some interesting action. X have finally decided to get a Havoc happening. Let's see if I can actually sort of centre in on one of these stupid players that are in the Havoc. Oh, we have Jax here raping the SH gens, which is some good work. Looks like he's about to be taken out. Yeah, he just stood a bit too close to the action, as they all say. Let me see if I can find this stupid X-Havoc. Here it is. There are 4 heavies in the Havoc. It's Shazza flying the Havoc, I believe. Here we go.
And all the while, I'm watching the rather unaware SH flag carrier Animaniac sitting in the tank.
I can actually see the
Havoc circling in behind him.
The Havoc has started to launch missiles at him. He's sort of retreating. There's lots of flares.
Luckily, he's got Light D to protect him with flares.
I don't think they're actually going to kill it. No, that's 3. That's 3 missiles to the tank.
The tank itself hasn't taken any damage, though, unfortunately. Okay, the tank is down. Tank is just gone. He hit the bump, and that lost quite a bit of energy. SH Animaniac himself is down to 3/4 health. Unfortunately...
Oh my god, I think X might pick this up.
X sent a few heavies, but there's no Light D to actually pursue
him. Is the inventory still down? Because I think the SH inventory was still down by Japs and Jax rapage. It looks like SH are trying to get their own Havoc now happening. And I don't know if Animaniac's going to jump into Shrike. At the moment, he just seems to be hanging about the place, not really attacking anything. It looks like he's going to head to the MPP for some repair work.
Hopefully the X team can keep the vehicle pad down. Now, I'm sorry to be barracking for X, but we all know they're a bunch of fuckwits, apart from Idiot Child, I must say. But SH seem to be... There we go, Animaniac.
Back in the old
back
tank.
Back into the tank.
Good to see the tank.
Well done.
Bit of tank manoeuvres.
SH, though, launching a bit of attack themselves in a Havoc. I just saw one pack up with a few players. I'll just see if I can catch up to it now.
Yep, here it is. We've got four SH players in a...
Luckily, I was just teamed by someone.
By Chromax. He's coming in down the middle. He's laying low, though, to try and, I assume, avoid any Shrike fire and missile fire, but a Shrike's on his tail now. The Shrike's not hitting, but they're getting there. They're all jumping out now, and...
I'm watching Bahal. They're using a lot of mortars, but really rockets are what you need against a tank.
I thought they adjusted the mortar damage against tanks to make it more effective in this patch.
They did, but if you're in the... I guess if you're in the enemy half of the map, you don't really have much of a chance of... I guess pinning a tank down into a spot where it can't actually dodge your mortar fire. And
lots of flares going on around the X tank. Obviously, they're trying to avoid missile fire. There are still a few heavies, but I think the last one just got cleaned up. I think it was I don't know who just got taken down. And we're back to two tanks on, you know, two flags in a tank running around the base. Animaniacs dropped the flag. Shazo's taken it. So can they get the flag back?
Oh, Animaniac has died again trying to return the flag. The flag is still in the field.
Yes, they got it. Flipters grabbed it.
Flipters.
There's lots of mortars and stuff around, though, and there's X chasing, so I don't know.
Flipped has been annihilated by a mortar from Paradox.
Cyanide's picked it up.
All this is happening around the SH vehicle pad as there seems to be a stream of heavies from the X team.
Oh, blinded.
A lot of wideouts as we move along here.
They need to repair their inventory station, I assume, and their whatever other station it was. We've got Cyanide trying to kill any incoming. He's pretty good on health, but he's really got to get out in the open and back into a tank, which is a gay tactic, but pretty much necessary to what he has to accomplish.
We're down to 15 seconds now. I can't see Cyanide. Really, all you need to do is stay in the air now, and he'll be safe.
He's hit the ground. I don't know, he's a bit sort of vulnerable. 9 seconds. Yeah, it looks like
unfortunately,
X are going to win.
That was a bit of a disgraceful map. One of the more boring things I've ever seen. You're all pathetic and suck. Thanks, X. Thanks,
that's
SH.
It. That would be wrapping up. They want to play Catter. I don't know if we can be bothered to cast Catter. My neck is kind of sore. We've got to sort of reposition this mic or something, huh?
Actually, my leg that's faring the worst here, as I have to lean forward to use the one mic that we've got. Hope you can pick us up clearly, although it's a bit late to worry about that, seeing as we just did two maps.
Yeah, it's a good point that, Stan. We did just do two maps, and I'd like to say I think you did a great job, Stanley. Very impressed. Glad to have you by my bedside. Whatever.
That's no problem. I've actually thought I was going to maybe get stuck for words during the Shoutcast, but luckily I didn't get stuck for words.
As we break, hello. We hear Stanley's bitch giving him a call.
Call me when you get here.
Because she locked herself out. So hang on, let's just see if they're going to play this next game or not. If they're not going to play this next game, then we're going to sort of drop out. Actually, it looks like people are dropping out, so looks like we're going to drop out, and maybe we can try and get some ex-players for an interview. Then we can really hassle them face-to-face. That'll be fun. Okay, we're going to fade to a song.
All right, music.
We'll try that.
Music, okay, music now. I saw you crying in the chapel.
As you can maybe tell, we're not quite at the music, but here's the music coming. So my only song I've sort of been able to get happening, and we'll just play it because it'll give us some time to try and organise something. Okay, here it is.
Thank you. This is the song, la 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 la, Elmo's song.
Shut the fuck up!
I know I may be young, but I've got feelings too. And I need to do what I feel like doing. So let me go and just listen. All you people look at me like I'm a little girl. Well, did you ever think it'd be okay for me to step into this world? Always being less.
This is for Stonk. You're the best around. Huh? Yeah, I put Elmo. Shut the fuck up! So funny. Where is Stone? Oh, he's listening. There we go. Can't stop it? But then we have a wrap up. We just edit it out. Huh? Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Grinch. Oops. Okay, well, we're back. That was the last song we were sort of going to play. It was for Stonk, because he's the best, and we all know it. Sadly, we can't play any more songs, and we can't actually interview, which is what I'd really like to do, interview. Because don't have enough sound cards, basically, you know? I mean, we're only regular people. We've got one sound card each. And it just isn't enough. We need, like, how many sound cards was it, Stan?
Seven.
Sound cards, apparently. We need seven sound cards to do this properly, and we don't have seven sound cards. So, we're just going to do a wrap-up. And, yeah, we all know our mic isn't muted. We figured that out, and we've fixed that problem. So, hey, what can I say? But anyway, we're just going to do a wrap-up. And, yeah, well, we're going to wrap it up. So, first map we saw was Riverdance. So, I'm just going to put this mic down so we can both talk into it.
Nice idea. Riverdance was a map dominated by out-of-bands hill sniping. There was, from time to time, there was about 34 hill snipers. Mostly all of them were docs, unfortunately, and we all know he can't snipe for shit. We've just been warmed off by Warbear for actually abusing
apparently they've abused the clans too much, and all we can say is...
eat shit and die.
Yeah, well, pretty much sums it up, you know, my feelings exactly.
Okay, so Riverdance was a map pretty much, you can't say dominated, but SH certainly didn't get the upper hand at any stage. It was, although the score didn't reflect it, it was 1-0, I believe.
Yeah,
1-0.
Bloody pulling off a cap.
The cap was fairly early, and from then on in, The X-Flag didn't really look threatened at all.
It seemed a bit like X were turtling in a sense, because they had a lot of light offense with...
Let's not mince words here. They were definitely turtling.
Okay.
They were definitely cheating.
Elfing, that sort of stuff. There was lots of... it's actually a lot of sort of midfield heavies with like missiles and stuff, trying to just missile everything in sight. Did you reckon? I mean, because after that, I didn't see... I maybe saw about three X people go and attack. There was Bloody with the occasional flag grab and later sort of rail. Moisty Man doing a bit of base harassing. I think Fisty was a bit of hoe and Docs. Good old blind mortar spamming from about 800 metres from the flag. I saw a bit of that too.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. Light D, well, Crazy Horse did a good job for X on the actual flag as heavy on flag. Basically, we had Rerun, who actually made a couple of good snipes. He seems to be taking to the ping rifle quite well. No amount of spamming flares was able to basically put off his sniping, and he took out Chromax quite a few times, I think. Apart from that, SH Animaniac, I think, made the most grabs. He certainly got the furthest on the times he did. The only other cap that I really noticed for SH was Spider. But Animaniac probably... offensively, anyway, he was the best player for SH, even though they came up with basically nothing, and probably would have been better just letting X cap out. Would have been more exciting. No, not really. Apart from
what,
that...
What did you see from the SH side of things? Like, what do you reckon their defence was like?
Defence was
I didn't think that the turrets really did... I mean, turrets actually did a lot in terms of interference and, you know, cutting down incoming cappers and all that sort of stuff. But it didn't seem like, you know, they did that much in terms of killing people. But I guess they served their purpose. I thought Pulse's turrets seemed to be doing a lot. You know, a lot of those sort of lackadaisical kind of flag grabs by Bloody seemed to get cut down by Pulse's... Pulse spike turrets and clamp turrets. Did you see much base ownage? Like, I saw Moisty in there one time as a light EVPAC flaring person.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of base ownage, but it wasn't really domination as far as I could see. There was periods where their base was up and going quite strongly from time to time. So it was a map well won by X, but it certainly wasn't the domination that we expected, considering they had the high side and only had to roll downhill, basically, to get to the SH base and take out the gen. So, not a bad map by everyone. Everyone really played well. I don't think there was anyone who really made an embarrassment of themselves, except maybe for Docs missing so many out-of-bounds hill snipes. And Chromax... you know, spamming all his flares at once and trying to distract the Light D. But apart from that, it was a fairly run-of-the-mill game with X winning 1-0.
Did you see anything that particularly surprised you? Or
yeah, the record out-of-bounds snipe from 800 metres out-of-bounds by Rerun was a highlight of the game, I thought. And particularly seeing as he was facing the wrong way and actually sniped around the world, ladies and gentlemen, from facing... basically the opposite direction. His snipe went so far it went around the world and came back and hit the SH Kappa in between the eyes. Beautiful snipe. I don't think we'll see anything like that ever again.
That is indeed very impressive. And what map was next? They were a bit slow to sort of change over to Slapdash, weren't they? But you know, finally they got that whole numbers thing figured out and they started it up. I was a little bit surprised actually that I don't think X used any strike capping. They seem to be all grav cycle caps.
Well, Bloody did pretty well, actually, with the grav cycle caps, and I guess the theory behind that is you do allow your Light D and any others... If you can get by on a grav cycle, then that's good, because you're not depriving other players who may need the strikes a bit more of it. And also, if you can get a good run-up on the grav, you do get really fast. You can certainly go faster than a strike can, I think, in like a short burst of speed. And one advantage also for Bloody was that... when you actually eject from the grav bike, you're actually already coming in quite low, and you have a good escape trajectory. So that's one thing it does have over a strike, where you do come in high. It can be sometimes a bit hard to actually stop yourself from getting... You know, the strike can sometimes hit you. You can get hit by AA. It is usually good because you can approach from pretty much any terrain, but when you have the chance, a grav bike is certainly a good option.
Yeah, I think we'll have to definitely look into that. And I thought
pretty much the vehicles. I mean, we always knew there was going to be lots of sort of, you know, bombing and lots of sort of tank defense and all that sort of stuff. I guess Slapdash, in a sense, was a bit of a disappointment for us because, what, about 15 minutes into the map, they both turtled big time in tanks. They jumped, each of their cappers jumped in a tank, and I guess it was pretty necessary, what with all the sort of offense and stuff coming to return the flag, but it is really kind of boring. I mean, there's only so much you can say. Oh my god, he's in a tank again. I mean, you know, we even started commenting about how awesome the SH repairers were, and we all know that's just not true. You know, we just started making shit up. There's only so much you can say. The setups really for SH and for X were pretty much identical. The only difference I saw was that SH were using Shrike Cappers and were pretty much getting elf down, and X were using Grav Cycle Cappers, and they were launching. Like, Bloody was getting away quite a few times on lots and lots of health, and I think that really, you know, pulled them up, and then the rest of the game was just a big turtle fest. Thanks a lot, guys. A few Havocs, but I guess they just, you know, protected their respective tanks enough. I don't know, maybe perhaps some base rapage, or, you know, some base rapage and some, I don't know, maybe more heavy offense or medium offense, or I don't know. What do you reckon could have dislodged those tanks?
A bit hard to be in SH's position there, where, you know, what can you do? You're playing against X, who pretty much, you can't argue, the best team in the TWL at the moment. Is it the TWL? Yes, it is. In the pack rim ladder, anyway. You know, theoretically, if you've got if you've got the flag, you're in a standoff and you're behind, you should be attacking. You should be going all out. But as I said, against a team like X, they're pretty much going to nail you either way. So I think they probably did the only thing they could do in the situation was to keep their flag fairly safe while putting as much pressure as they could, which wasn't a great deal, but they did work a couple of times. They did manage to destroy the tank, I think, once or twice. Just not able to.
Yeah, actually, I thought that SH's offense in that turtle was a lot better than X's, because I know, I think X used a few bombers, but I found, you know, bombers to be sort of ineffective against tanks on Riverdance, because they just sort of go out of reach of it, and if the tank driver is fairly smart, he won't use up too much energy, so the shields will stay pretty high, because tanks are pretty resilient. But I noticed a lot more things blowing up, pretty much in general, on the X side of things. You know, a lot more of Risky Bob coming out to repair Bloody's tank, which was pretty good teamwork. It's, you know, pretty sensible and stuff. And a lot more mortars and flares going up around Bloody's tank, because obviously SH really wanted that flag back, but unfortunately I just couldn't get it back. Did you see exactly how SH kept?
It's a combination of using the mouse and the keyboard to play tribes and run over your flag with the enemy's flag on your back, and I believe that's how it works.
Yeah, what I think Stanley was trying to say is that he had support, so even when he lost the flag, there was someone there to pick it up, luckily. And it was a pretty excellent game all round. So, you know, you could, SH can pretty much, you know, can only be happy with that. Apparently, it was SH's first time they played Riverdance or something in a match, or maybe first time for Slapdash 2. Actually, that can't be right, but definitely first time for Riverdance, from what I heard. And I thought they did a pretty good job from the Inferno side, which is definitely the hardest side to play from. Yeah, so
man of that map, I'd have to say, is probably Bloody for I think he capped twice, and well, he didn't cap twice, but he certainly did the majority of the work for those two caps, and he got the flag at the last part as well, which would have made it basically 2-2 if they had have capped. But he was barely, I say, the SH capper was barely 5 meters away from the flag when Bloody ripped in there and grabbed it from under his nose. So definitely Bloody saved us as shoutcasters a lot of time, yeah, watching overtime. So
definitely
good work, Bloody.
Thanks for no overtime there, Bloody. We really appreciate it.
I guess we should stop talking and wrap this up. So, in covering, it was a win on Raindance to X, 1-0, thanks to a cap from Bloody, and then followed up by Slapdash.
Two caps from Bloody that time?
Two caps, no, I think it was one cap from Bloody and one from someone like Flint or someone. Remember they dropped the flag around. It was actually
But Bloody picked it up in the end. Bloody picked it up in the end.
All right, all right, Bloody. Bloody, you're the champ.
Bloody, you're the champ. We salute you, Unf. So that's good night from me.
Bloody is win.
Bloody see win. Good night from Doopy and good night from Stanley. I'm gonna save this now so you guys don't have to listen to Grinch's crappy song that I'm about to play.
Night, guys.
See ya.
Ding ding ding. Okay, turn it off now. Turn it off. Quick. Fucking hell. Turn the fucking thing.
Well, great game, SH, and great game, X. Good night, everyone.